Christine Gorton is here, and she runs the Miss Jackson Crossroads pageant. You're the director?
I'm the executive director, yeah.
Executive yes. director?
Yes, I am. And thank you for inviting me to be in this morning.
Great to see you. How's things going?
Oh, my gosh. It's such an exciting time. Of course, it's pageant week, which means, the culmination, I think, is the word I'm looking for, of about 4 months of preparation.
I guess I couldn't help you out with
Thank
that.
You. I know. The culmination, if you will, of about 4 months of preparation for us to get ready for the big day Sunday, this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Jackson College Schuffer Music Hall. We've got 17 contestants competing for the titles of Miss Jackson Crossroads and Outstanding Teen, because you know we have two titles.
Right.
The teen program is developed for young girls to be mentored into the Miss America organization with a positive experience. So that would be ages 13 to 16. And then I know this is a sports station, so they go from JV to varsity.
Okay.
And they move up to the Miss competition, which of course then leads off to Miss America.
So plenty of tickets?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, we had to actually move. When we originally moved to the Potter Center, we were in the Bauman, which was a lovely facility, but we actually outgrew it, so we had to move into the music hall. Now, will we have 1,500 people there? I sure hope so. But there are plenty of seats available, of course. The seats are very well priced at $10 in advance and $20 at the door. And, you know, just before we went live, Greg, we were talking a little bit about the show itself. And I've had people come to the show that don't even really know anybody that's competing, but they just come because it's a great afternoon of entertainment.
Yeah, besides the pageant, it's a great show.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a variety show, you know, where you've got talent involved, and the show runs beautifully and smoothly. We have a couple of very seasoned MCs, Lori Woodruff Pelham and Chris Markowitz, who, you know, take the helm and run the show, so clearly they know what they're doing. And we try to keep the show tight, so it's about a 2.5-hour show, so, you know, it's entertaining. And at the end, we crown two title holders who then will represent our community. And go on to compete at the state competition in June.
So what's it been like for the girls here the past 4 months?
Well, you know, it's a tough, just to back up a little bit, putting on a show this time of year and trying to get, you know, 17 women who are high achievers in school and college together to rehearse at this time of year is you know, a pretty tall thing. It's a trick. So have we ever really had a full roster all at one time at rehearsal? The answer is no. They are amazing young women. They prepare on their own. We make very good use of our time. And what the best part about all of this, Greg, is just to witness personally the growth that you see in these young women as they really try to bring forth the best version of themselves on pageant day.
Now, you're tied into Miss America. Obviously, some big changes there.
Well, yes. Some transitioning happened. And personally, Greg, I think it's a very exciting time to be a part of the Miss America organization. I truly believe that everything that has happened will only make us better and stronger. I feel as though Gretchen Carlson, who is a former Miss America, taking the chairwoman seat, which is a volunteer position, by the way, along with several other Miss Americas at her side, are really going to strengthen the program, take a good look at it, and I think Miss America is going to become even more relevant to us with another 100 years ahead of us, because we're almost 100 years long.
So what happens to the winners?
So our title holders will prepare here for the next 6 months, and then they will go on to compete at the Miss Michigan and Outstanding Teen Pageant in June, which is held in Muskegon traditionally. And should they win there, then the Miss will go on to Miss America, and the teen would go on to Outstanding Teen. Now, here's an interesting note. We are actually making adjustments to our pageant schedule, Greg. So for the last 5 years, we've held our pageant in January. This is a unique year in that our title holders crowned on Sunday, this coming Sunday, will hold the title for 6 months, and then we will have another pageant on June 30th, and then that pair will represent our community for a full year. We're changing our pageant schedule for a variety of reasons. One of them, we just talked about a little bit ago, it's a tough time of year
yeah.
to get to
holidays,
weather. You know, the kids are busy. The girls are busy. They're high achievers. They're busy. They're leaders. They're busy in school, and we just feel as though it will be a better experience for everybody.
Tickets are just $20, but $10 in advance.
Well, if you get them $10 in advance, I mean, why? I mean, $10 in advance for a great afternoon of entertainment, and we do that simply because we try to get an idea of what our audience is going to look like, and to create some sense of urgency to get your tickets and get them at $10. And you know, if you feel as though you really want to wait, well, go ahead and pay $20 at the door. It's still a great value, $20 a person.
Absolutely. And you'll be back Monday with the winners?
Yes, how exciting. Thank you for inviting us back to be with our winners here on air and find out more about them and what their year will be like.
What time do you get started Sunday?
2 p.m.
2 o'clock.
2 p.m. So you know it's at the Potter Center, so allow yourself a little time to get inside to get your tickets. We typically do have a line at the box office, so give yourself plenty of time. It's supposed to be about 17 degrees on Sunday. But partly sunny, so I'm not seeing any precipitation, just cold.
No weather problems.
It should not be. So please come and join us for a great afternoon.
Good luck Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chris Gorton.